CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Wedding Central. You're with myself, Ntombi Ntlapo.
And myself, Carly De Villiers.
And in studio today, we're going to be chatting about engagement shoots, the infamous e-shoot. And in studio, we have with us Amanda and Gosha from Estudio Photography. Welcome, ladies.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're both looking fabulous as always.
Thank you.
So awesome to be here.
It is.
So, ladies, Amanda, maybe I should start with you. Tell us a little bit about Estudio Photography. Like, what is the company about? How long have you been in the business?
Sure. Gosha and I started Estudio Photography after working for our own separate brands. After we kind of bumped into each other, we've known each other for a while, and we bumped into each other at a mall again. And since then, we've just decided to unite and create a new brand. So it's two female photographers. We work together, and it's our baby. We absolutely love it.
Fabulous. And you're creating quite a stir in the industry at the moment, eh? Because I think everyone...
We can't complain. We can't complain. We're very blessed.
They're very much known as the beauties in the industry as well.
I mean, I was quite legit. You guys look like models. Somebody even asked me the other day. She's like, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" I was just like, "Yeah, no, we've got Heidi."
No, you're beautiful.
Can we come every day?
Heidi.
Flattery.
Okay, so ladies, tell us number one. I think first off, why would you recommend that couples have an engagement shoot versus just booking and shooting straight on the wedding day?
We actually always recommend our clients to do engagement shoots. We actually have this option in our package, in main package. It's always included. It's a good training for the couple, you know, before the wedding day. So, and it gives them idea how we work, and it makes them more comfortable with us. So.
Yes, definitely. For them also to see what they look like in front of our lenses,
right,
through our eye. It just puts them at ease, especially grooms who are very nervous about photos
right.
in general.
Right.
They're the first ones
to push back. I don't want an engagement
yeah.
shoot.
No, it's not necessary.
And on the day they're all like, "Oh yes, let's do a few more shots."
Yeah, they get more involved than ever.
It's true, because I always say, you know, for my clients, I always advise them and say to them, you don't get professional photos taken every day, and there's like a lot of directing that actually happens with, you know, photography, you know, look into her eyes, hold here, and all of that stuff. So people aren't used to all of that directing, so it's good to get them comfortable yeah. with the photographers and the whole process on the day.
Definitely.
Can you give some pointers on what to do on an engagement, or maybe should we start what to wear, because I think that's, is there any pointers on what to wear when you're planning your wardrobe for the shoot?
We actually get this very often, you know, it's...
I think they all want advice from you because of the way you guys
work. or maybe they just want, you know, they want our vision of their idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's actually very difficult to answer this question. Yeah. You know, it depends on many things, you know, it depends on location, on the team, actually, of the shoot, on the people, you know, they... body types, you
right.
know, so it's actually
right.
very difficult.
So,
you know?
Are you saying maybe something a little bit more comfortable, that if they are having to go up rocks and stuff like that?
Rocks and trees. Yes, no, definitely something they personally feel comfortable in. That's also a different definition for everyone.
Yeah.
Some people feel very comfortable in something more elegant. Other
yeah.
people feel comfortable in their jeans or shorts.
Right,
But, you know, to fit in with the theme of the wedding is very important.
Oh, do you actually suggest that? Like, do something that's in alignment with what you're doing for your wedding?
Actually, not really. Some people actually like to do something completely different.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. I also advise my clients to actually do something different, because I always just say to them, you don't want your photos to almost kind
yes.
of look the same. If you're getting married at a garden venue, then, you know, maybe look for something that's in the city or
exactly.
bush or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. I think also location is very important to
right.
do two different locations.
Right.
But maybe if you're going to do a black tie wedding, you know, it might not be a good idea to dress in your shorts and sneakers, you know, for the engagement shoots,
right?
Because you know,
yeah,
that
right.
photo is probably going to be displayed. So
yeah. Amanda, your particular engagement shoot was amazing. Like the photos
oh,
were completely beautiful.
Thanks to Gosha.
And you know, from there, I've always said to, and I always use you as an example. You know, with my clients, I always advise them from now on. I really think people should almost conceptualize the engagement shoots. Like, I think it would be a lot more interesting if people looked at editorials, looked at what people are doing in magazines and stuff, and then try not to like copy that, but get more inspiration behind your engagement shoot rather than just having it as a shoot with like jeans and white t-shirts or whatever the case is.
Just because it's included in a package.
You get what I mean? Yeah. Like, just put more effort to it, because I think you really do get amazing photos. I mean, you have the chance to have like your makeup done and you have your professional photographer there. Why not take advantage of that kind of thing?
We think the clients should make much more effort, you know, in preparation. Yes. We usually send them to look some inspiration on Pinterest, on Instagram, on or even fashion blogs, you know.
And Tombi, you do the makeup and stuff for brides, and obviously with trials, do you often find that they do the trial and then go and do the engagement shoot?
I've actually started advising against it. So how my package now works is that because I feel like the process of doing your makeup for the wedding day is actually quite long, because we're building almost this look together. So you have your client and they're looking in the mirror. You know, you're contouring differently, doing different eye applications, different eyelashes. So it's actually quite long by the end of it. And I would rather say to her, try get your hair trial and then go try fit your dress on the day that you've done those trials, because that's actually what we're aiming for with the accessories, etc. Then we do something actually completely different in terms of their makeup for the engagement shoot, so that it doesn't end up looking same. Exactly.
But do you find, guys, ladies, when they've had their trial for their hair, do they come with their hair done, or do they let the hair down? Because I wouldn't want my hubby to, or my future hubby, to see the hair.
Exactly. That also becomes an issue, because they don't want them to see the exact, like, their
the look.
Yeah. What's your opinion on doing the makeup trial and the engagement shoot?
I would say yes to makeup, but
makeup is fabulous.
Yeah, but yeah, actually not really, you know.
Or maybe just do another lip color or something. Do
you try another lip? And that's exactly what ends up happening, is that, you know, they say, okay, well, we'll change the lip or whatever the case is. And often, and that's why I actually started including it, because often they'll come back and say, can we do another trial? Because we want to do something different now for the actual wedding. And it's just like, now we have to start from scratch again.
I can understand the frustration. No, I would also say do something completely different for your engagement shoots, you know, and as well as the makeup and the hair, so that you look, I mean, you ultimately, a bride wants to look the most beautiful she's ever looked on her wedding day.
Yeah. Right.
You know, nothing else must compare to that.
What about makeup artists? What about clients who don't do makeup at all? But you know what I mean? Like, you know how some clients just aren't aware that, you know, maybe they should have done their makeup or whatever the case is. Why do you think it's so important to have some professional makeup done for the engagement shoot? Gosha? Amanda? Either or?
I know. Well, I would just say for us as photographers, it makes the editing a little bit easier.
Right.
Slightly easier. Because, I mean, you do want to... photography essentially is kind of a fantasy, isn't it? It's kind of the best reflection of a person. It's not just a picture that you've taken with your iPhone. Well, at least that's what they expect of a professional photographer.
Right.
Not just a picture you've taken with your iPhone without makeup, all natural. We understand that if you do want to look natural, please keep in mind that if you do makeup, it looks 50% less bright or
done up
as it does when you look at it in the mirror.
Right.
The same advice goes to brides on their wedding day. Rather go a little bit darker than you usually would.
Right.
As it will wash out, you know, on the picture.
100%.
So I would suggest always just do, like, go to the extra mile, do a little bit of an effort, you know, just to look that much better on the pictures. You know, I only know two people who can literally wake up in the morning and put on some mascara and they look amazing.
Go. Yeah.
You know, women all look better with a little bit of makeup.
Paint.
Yes.
I would say makeup is like paint.
We call it painting faces. Exactly what it is.
Men are incredible creatures because they don't put anything on and they always look just
well. They're so lucky.
Yeah.
That's changing, though.
Odd bride who insists that that the groom does a bit of makeup or powder.
Have you ever had that, that it's really like too much
it's,
on the groom?
It's too obvious. Oh, never on a photo. Maybe if you see it in,
yeah,
you know,
in real life.
We all know those models that have makeup yeah. on, even the male ones.
Tell me, in terms of when do you suggest that we do, a couple would do the engagement shoot?
Also depends if they want to have a guest book printed.
Yeah.
But we would suggest to do it at least 1 month before a wedding. Okay. You know, then we still have some time to design and print a guest book for mm-hmm. them, or just to print some canvas so yeah. for the guest.
Because what can you use? So. What can you use your engagement photos for? And tell me what have you used them for?
I mean, clients love to use photos for, like, they save the date. Especially, they'll use their photos. You know, some people even use it on their invitations.
The unity though. Candle.
Yeah, they, like, you know, I'm against, like, branding everything with your face. But you know, some clients, you know, different strokes. What are you gonna do?
Yes,
right?
In this case, we need to do it. A little bit earlier than 1 month, you know. But we have couples that actually do their engagement shoot like even 8 months before the wedding
yeah,
day.
Yeah, very long go out when they save the date.
100%.
Has there been any like crazy locations that you've worked at for your engagement shoots?
Well, we've done a few abroad. London was very interesting, beautiful. Spain,
but not crazy.
Poland, but not crazy. We did have one couple that was quite interesting. They wanted six different locations, as they wanted
Whoa.
To do like a theme, famous couples theme.
This is Bonnie and Clyde, Bobby and Ken.
Yes.
Really?
Honestly.
How did you do that?
Zeus and what was it? Not Venus. What is it? So we suggested and we did different locations. They loved every second. We must actually show you some
of
the pictures.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Cool. I can't. So much work.
So
right?
The other day
definitely
the other day I saw a very interesting engagement shoot team. It was Star Wars.
Star Wars.
What did they put the mask
I just
on?
I am
your
big
father. Was it my father? What
Luke, I am your father.
Thank goodness there was no sound included.
Yeah.
No video. Do you ever have a videographer coming along to the engagement shoot?
We've had.
Because I see it's becoming, I know with the style shoots, it's becoming quite a trendy thing to have a videographer coming along with the style shoots. So it might be a nice thing for videographers to start to consider.
No, we actually do also video
we just started
engagement shoots.
That's fantastic.
It's actually very new thing but
it's worth it. Ever do boudoir shoots?
Yes we do that as well.
I think for as a female, I think it might be you'd feel a little bit more comfortable having your boudoir shoot with the two of you versus with a man. I don't know, or the guy who's going to take photos on the day of your wedding.
I feel like photographers are always going to see you somewhat naked. Like,
they're
I feel
see
like
some boob
you have to just
whatever.
Let it go. Like, because you know when you're getting dressed and you're getting those, you know, nipple might slip or you know.
That's a very like different situation. When you have a boudoir shoot, you're actually trying.
Like, that's
I'm trying to
shame.
Show whether that happened, but
it's kind of like if it happens, oh gosh, oops, you
right?
know, it's
right?
just a slip up.
And for that, like a little bit about the boudoir sheets, is that what do you do? And I mean, what is a boudoir sheet? I mean, I know what it is, but
for somebody
who's listening. Go, gosh, so tell us. I'm sure you love
to. No, well, it's basically a lingerie shoot, which is a gift for the groom, you know, from the bride.
Right.
Okay. On the wedding day or a little bit before. So brides, basically, we suggest locations as well as what to bring.
Do you do it on location?
Yes, we do need, you know, you need a beautiful
background.
Yeah,
because you need a bedroom that actually looks, like, amazing.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, people think that their bedrooms look fine, but then for photos it looks...
Yeah. The lighting needs to be just right. Because we like to use natural lighting,
right,
you know, for
right.
that it's based for flattering every bit of
right.
the face and the body, and it's usually, you know, it might seem like a stressful idea. Brides usually at the first meeting we tell them about the boudoir shoots and they're like, oh, well, we'll never do that, and then 2 weeks later they find they're like,
maybe.
Oh, he convinced me.
Somehow,
I think
somewhere.
It's quite nice. I mean, I think I would be too scared to do it. But I think we're our biggest critics.
You know, you're never going to look as good as you do just before your wedding, right?
Yeah.
Like the kilos are melting off, whether it's because of stress or anything else.
Exactly. So you might as well do it, you know, just like take the plunge, do it, have a little bit of champagne before.
Right, right? Liquid courage. And, yeah, there we liquid go. Courage. Just want to throw back to engagement shoots. What normally is the best time to do that, like in terms of actually of the day? And also, when are the most likely times that photographers are shooting engagement shoots? Because obviously you guys are booked over the weekends. So what should my client be considering if they want to now do this engagement shoot?
We usually shoot on Sundays if we are available.
Oh, that's a score.
Yeah.
Right.
But then right now it's impossible, for example.
Right.
On Saturday. We did a wedding on Sunday. So, right. I mean, it's.
Yeah. So yeah. Usually it happens on Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fridays.
Yeah. And we shoot in afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's because of the lighting.
Right.
Between 5 and 6 right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably get later as the sun goes down later.
And then do you suggest the location, or does the couple generally suggest the location?
We recommend few. We've got a list of recommended locations, but sometimes the people, they've got the ideas, and we're very open to any suggestions.
Yeah. And just on that note, like the locations, I think a lot of couples will also have this idea of where they want to shoot, but not really understanding the logistics of, and does this location allow you to shoot? So what do you have to check before you make that decision to shoot there?
Yeah, sometimes we've got clients that recommend some location that really want to shoot at some venue, but it's actually not a good idea at all. And we know, and we try to push them for different options.
Right. Yeah. We can only suggest. We can't force them to shoot anywhere if they've got a completely different idea.
Yeah.
So if they want to shoot in the place where he proposed or anything along those lines, we're open to that idea. We'll do the best our ability.
I wanted to find out, Carly's mentioning logistics. What about change of clothes? Do you find that a lot of the times your clients want to change halfway through? Maybe they want to do half of it casual, half of it dress up. Is that a thing that you recommend, or do you think they should go straight, like just do it with the first outfit? What do you think about change of clothes and the logistics of changing in terms of time as well?
And also sometimes it's on a field. Where do you change?
Or in the city,
in your car.
Facts are facts.
No, we get this very often. People usually go for two different outfits. They start very casual and they change for more smart, elegant look, for night shots, for example. Okay. So it's possible. But we wouldn't go more than two outfits, though.
Okay.
Definitely.
Not more than two.
Just takes away from your shoot time.
Yeah. Okay. Right?
We usually do 1 hour shoot, It's enough.
Oh, is it only an hour?
Yeah. It's not too much.
You've done enough. Yes. Like you weren't robbed of your time. Yeah. Whatever. I always just tell my clients to take at least a half day off because they want to do like makeup and that kind of thing. Yeah. It's also, people always forget their nails.
Yes.
It's such a huge thing. And,
for ring shots, it's so important.
We're all looking at our nails.
We all did a nail check. But, now it's in summer and we just come from winter. And, you have people that don't touch their nails.
Or their toenails.
Yes, exactly. Oh God, and now, they're going for their e-shoot and you have to say, whoa, Sally, you need to.
Guys, I can't tell you how many times we photoshopped nails.
Really?
Really. Like
on the wedding day or for engagement shoots?
For bridal shoots, where the bride gets dressed up. Yes, the day and she has her trial bridal shoots and also for engagement shoots.
Oh my god. I can imagine, because I think it's just something that people might like forget to do, there's so many things.
I mean, I'm a nail biter and I know, like I'm at the moment doing lots of flowers, so the nails are terrible, but when I have to go somewhere special, it's like book that appointment.
right, make it a point. And now that we've mentioned nails, are rings a big focus in the engagement shoots? Do you find that people like want that to be front and center, or what do you find with the rings?
No, we obviously take some shots of the rings and some close-up of hands and with the ring.
Right.
But we mainly focus on emotions, on connection between the couple.
Right.
So this is most important for us, to show the real love, the real emotions between the couple.
Right. Do you find that couples get frustrated with each other? during, like, yeah. like during the shoot. Like, I have, or I've had a client who, she's not too great with, like, personal touch. Like, she gets annoyed mm-hmm. with, like,
people touchy feely.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But now I'm just thinking about it. Would, like, do you see flare ups, between couples?
Not really. We've had
it happen.
Yes. We've had once or twice where you can see there's tension. You try to stay far away with your longest lens. There's tension.
And can you see those lips through the through the lens? What they say?
The bickering, like,
oh really?
The longest lens. Behind the lens.
No, it's always awkward, hey? Because you don't know what to do.
Yes.
Sometimes whisper sweet nothings into each other's ears.
And sometimes I just love it. I mean, like on Sunday's wedding, Connie, the couple was so, we asked them, aren't you guys tired? We did like a 2-hour couple show. They're like, no, we're loving this. This is amazing. And that's so amazing. Yeah. You know, like they're spending time together and they're just loving each other's company.
Right. That's, I think that's awesome. I think that's what it's about. And I always encourage couples to have that shoot with each other. And it's just time together.
Right.
Which we don't often actually, if you think about it, in today's life, we don't really spend a lot of time just the two of us. Yeah. You know? So it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's actually lots of fun.
It is.
Yeah. Should be. Anyway. and then in terms of things that are definitely no. Like if you had a client who was suggesting something and they said something and you were just like, oh my God, it's not going to work. I have to talk her out of it today. What are like absolute no's for an engagement shoot?
Number one, I think you're shooting in the middle
of the
day.
We're very flexible and open almost to anything, but it's, I don't know, maybe not too matchy outfits, I would say.
Yeah,
not the white.
Matchy.
The white t-shirts and the blue jeans.
Look, yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you do any of those corny photos, like the punching, or I don't know, what are the dates on their fingers?
My God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my Lord.
You haven't done any of that, yet?
No, sometimes people do sneak in their
and their props,
you know. They do. And you have to take a shot of that, because that's what the client wants. You know, we're there to just, like, do what
capture
the client wants, you know, to do. But, you know, and asking for spot coloring, we've had that also. Do you remember that? Where the photo is black and white.
Yes.
And
then
or sepia, and then a pop.
Oh my gosh. So over there, we tactfully kind of explain.
Then we need to.
Why
we don't do that. Definitely no.
Yeah, that's a definite no.
They also say large patterns apparently is not very good to wear when you're shooting. Doesn't it make you wash out or something? Have you heard that?
You know, you've got pattern and pattern, you know, obviously. You've got jeans and jeans, so different... Yeah.
And it's what works for you with your body,
and your
colouring.
Yes, the dress mustn't wear you. You must wear the dress.
Yes,
you know, if you've got that
thing.
Personality, to pull it off, you know, by all means, wear the pattern.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, wear something. Something neutral usually works well. Something elegant and classic, so that you can look at your engagement pictures in 10 years and be like, oh, that's still beautiful.
Right.
And nothing too short. Unless you've got legs for days.
Right. But also, I think the timeless thing is a thing. You know what I mean? I mean,
a little,
come across photos.
A little black dress will always work.
Yes, a little black dress will. Yeah. I have to agree.
Tastefully. And then with your engagement shoots, do you find that some couples try to turn it into something else? Like, for example, if a couple has kids, do you find that they try to bring the kids along and now all of a sudden it's a family shoot? Or if they've got pets, do you find that, you know, like, do you find them trying to turn it?
If you've got kids or animals, expect them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Are they going to try and turn it into now a family? Do you find that? What's your opinion of it? Like,
no, we had the situations also, you know, but they always ask us first if we are okay with that, you know, and we obviously don't mind if it's not too many family members.
And I mean, an hour can probably go, it goes quite quickly, so they must be like, is that all? And then, like, how do you handle that?
Is that we get that, and we also get like,
have you got enough?
If we got enough now, like, can we go now?
What are they just
the
finished?
They don't
finish
now.
They don't want to do anymore.
Like, we're pictured out. You know?
And then you think, oh God, on the wedding day, what are you going to feel like?
But you know, being two photographers, we usually shoot together. I mean, we don't really need as much time as other photographers would. We don't want to tire the couple out, you know, and that's why the engagement shoot is a good kind of a way for them to show them, this is how long we're going to take. Right. This is all the pictures we're going to get. We don't need much more, much less time.
Right, right. Oh, so do you guys do engagement shoots together as well?
We actually don't, but on the wedding day we work together, but we still do the same kind of time frame, you know, for the engagement shoots and on the wedding.
Right, right. And then just in closing, if you had a client now who wasn't the wiser, she's planning everything herself, and you wanted to give her a piece of advice about photography or professional wedding photography, what would your advice be? Let's say she was going to, you know how they say, oh, my brother will shoot or whoever. What? The dreaded family member photographer. Mm-hmm. What would be your best piece of advice for somebody who's planning their wedding?
Gosh, just to, I think just pick a photographer that matches your style, you know, of the wedding. So look at lots of different kinds of photographers. They all have a specific style. Mm. So get someone that you feel matches the style of your wedding. Second, go see them.
Makes you feel comfortable also. Mm.
Yeah. Yes, very important. Go see them, chat to them, see if you
do engagement shoots also.
Do the engagement shoots.
Yes.
You know, even if they offer that, maybe do that first even. Like, go do an engagement shoot with them, see how it goes, and then book them.
Will you do an engagement shoot first before they book you? Or?
Definitely, we will charge for that, you know, for the engagement shoots.
More than what you would charge if...
In a package.
It's included.
Yeah. Yes, because...
Because if there's no guarantee that they'll book you afterwards.
Definitely. Okay. So we will charge for the engagement shoot, but then at least they can see this is exactly what we wanted.
Yes. Yeah. We had some couples that actually did engagement shoots with someone else, and they saw the pictures and they decided just to change photographers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's a good gauge on the service that they're getting.
And also quite a few who've paid for couple shoots with us and then booked, you know, afterwards because they thought, okay, this is what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Expectations. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on Wedding Central. Please do go check out the Estilo Facebook page, and can they find you on Instagram as well under Estilo?
Yes, Estilo _ photography.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Keep
thank
up with
you
the conversation.
So much. Thank you. It was awesome to be here.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks. So much fun.
Awesome. Thanks, ladies. CliffCentral.com.